Hello again. This is Ken Bechtel with FindingYouInTheGoo.com, and today we are going to explore our third tool in our foundation toolbox. In our first two tools, we learned how to ground and create a drain, a release space for any energies that don't serve you any longer. Then we followed that with our second tool, which was the rose. That's that amazing tool that allows you to help extract energies that aren't serving you, and also to set your boundary, your perimeter, for your personal space. How do you become senior in that personal space? So both of these have been more about how you release energy. How do you let that go and let go of anything that isn't serving you? Today, what we're going to do is learn a tool for how do you fill back in? How do you replenish with your own energy, your own life force, once you've released those energies that aren't serving you? So what we're going to work with today is an amazing tool. It's very, very fun to work with. And it's typically in circles of energy work called a golden sun. I also like to look at it as a water balloon, and I'll explain that in just a minute. But what we do with this, it's how we call our energy back. Imagine for a second you just get home from work. You've had a busy day. You just picked up the kids, you took care of some grocery shopping, get back to the house, and you feel a little drained. I don't know if that's ever happened to you. But let's say that that's the case. Do you think maybe you left a little bit of your energy off at the office, still worrying about a project you're working on, or maybe at school because you know one of your kids is having a challenge with another student in his class? Or maybe at the store because you just had that feeling, I don't know if I got everything. I think I forgot something. And so your energy's still there trying to figure out what you still need for the grocery list. These are all very common ways that we leave pieces of us, pieces of our energy, outside of ourselves. And when we do that, it limits how we can create. The only place you can create from is within your own space. You can't create in the future. You can't create in the past. You have to do it right here in present time. So what we're going to do is work with this tool, this golden sun or water balloon, to bring back your energy to you and replenish yourself with that nourishment that is your truth and your life force. So again, like we've done in the past, if you're in a safe place where you can close your eyes, please do. And just relax. Hopefully you can sit down somewhere, let your body calm down, let your mind calm down, and just find that space of peacefulness and mindfulness. Bringing your awareness into yourself, letting go of any concerns or worries for items that you're going to get to in 10 minutes when this little program is over, or something you feel like you're behind on. Just let those go and give yourself permission to have this time for you. Excellent. So what we're going to start with is I want you to envision above your head a circle about the size of your body, so 4, 5, 6 feet around. Just depends on how big you are. And this can look like a golden sun, just like the sun floating above your head. Or as I mentioned, sometimes I like to use a water balloon. So there's a big empty water balloon hanging up there. And what I'm going to ask you to do is, much like you did with the rose, is put a magnet or an intention within that gold sun or that water balloon. And put the intention that magnet is drawing in any of your energy you've left anywhere on the planet. Anywhere at all. You don't have to know where it's coming from, just like before. Just put the intention and that magnet will draw that energy into you. Now notice what you're noticing is that sun or that water balloon is starting to fill up. I use the water balloon analogy because it's so easy to see it fill up, just like when you put a water balloon on the faucet and you start to fill it up, and that space starts to expand and get heavier and heavier and filled up with that water. In that case, or in our case, it's going to be your energy. And put the intention that not only is that magnet drawing your energy back from wherever you've left it on the planet, be it work, school, what have you, but also drawing back any energy you've got kind of loitering around in the past. So maybe worrying about something that didn't go so well yesterday, or stressed about the fact that you're behind on things. Anything that has to do with the past, again, you don't have to identify what it is. Simply put the intention you're bringing that energy into that water balloon or that sun. Excellent. Now let's do the same for the future. Again, you can't create in the future. You can only create right here, right now. So go ahead and put the intention that you're drawing any energy that's out worrying about what's coming up, or having anxiety about the test that's pending, or the work review. So just let all that energy come back to you in present time. Again, noticing that sun or that water balloon filling up and expanding. And you may want to notice what color it is. Maybe it's a bunch of colors. Sometimes it's a kaleidoscope. There's really no right answer. Just notice what you notice. And just keep watching it growing and filling up more and more of your energy coming in. There's no effort involved, just allowing it to fill in. So what you want to do is just watch it expand. And when it feels like it's full, just the way you'd like it, go ahead and pop it. Same thing with the gold sun. Just put the intention that it explodes, and all that energy starts coming down through the top of your head. And instead of rolling off of you, it fills you in. It comes in through every cell in your body. So it starts filling you in from the top of your head, coming down through all the cells, all the way down to the tips of your toes, front of your body, the back of your body, fingertip to fingertip. Continually flowing and filling you in, replenishing all those spaces that you now have opened up and emptied out by letting go of energies that weren't yours. And again, be aware of how this feels in your body. What sensations are you noticing? Do you notice colors? Do you notice vibration? Do you notice temperature? Are there certain parts of your body that are feeling more sensation? Maybe your foot is tingling, or you're feeling a release or a relaxation in your neck and shoulders. Again, it can happen in any possible way, so just be open to it. And continue to let that energy fill you in. And then as your body fills in, let the energy overflow, just like it oozes right back out of your cells, and that fills up your energy field around you, your aura. This is that egg-shaped energy field that surrounds all of us. That's the space that we set our boundary on with our rose. So go ahead and let that energy fill up. So not only are you full of your energy, you're surrounded by your truth and your life force. And just be aware of how that feels to be fully embraced and surrounded by your energy right here in this moment. Very nice. Excellent. So go ahead and slowly open your eyes if you had them closed. And again, you may want to move your body around a little bit. And that is all it takes to use a gold sun or a water balloon to fill your energy back up. This is something you can do anytime, any place. You don't have to close your eyes necessarily. Just put the intention of giving yourself a gold sun. Maybe give yourself 10. You're feeling really drained, give yourself 100. Whatever works. And play with that space. Again, no limitation. And another thing you can do if you want to be adventurous, is not only call in your energy, but put in different intentions of what else you'd like. Perhaps you'd like more amusement in your life. Maybe you'd like more affection, or more abundance, or more smiles. It doesn't really matter. But allow that energy to come into you, filling you up, and anytime you want, you can replenish your energy. So there you go. That's our third tool in the toolbox. You've got grounding and creating that drain to release energy without any effort. You've got your roses, both for drawing energy out and extracting unneeded energy in your space, as well as for setting your boundary. And then lastly, you've got your golden sun, your water balloon, that allows you to fill back in with your energy in present time so you're fully empowered, fully embraced with your truth in this lifetime. Congratulations. By completing this toolkit, you've taken your first step in finding your freedom from the goo of life, finding your truth, and being able to shine in your brilliance. I'd like to reward you for your hard work. I'm going to make you an offer in the next 3 days as long as I've received this by 3 days, you send me an email that tells me what your experience was while doing these tools. What did you learn from them? What did you experience and notice for yourself? Just send me a quick email, and I will give you a free 20-minute consultation with me via the phone, a one-on-one consultation. All you need to do is go to the Finding You in the Goo website, click on the Contact tab. There's an email form. Just fill out your information there, send that off, and I will follow up with you to schedule our appointment. Well, that's all from here. Again, I hope you enjoyed it, and I wish you all the best in wherever your path takes you. Hopefully, we'll work again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.